First of all, on behalf of Tim and our entire family, I want to thank you. Thank you for your work around such an important issue. Thank you also for helping us learn and listen. That is a really important role that you play, and I think one of the best things about the current governor, about Tim, is that good teachers are just really good learners. And he's a good learner, and he values hearing from you, from everyone, but your voice and how we've walked together through that journey and may not have started out in the first place, in the same place with him, first of all, right? I mean, Tim is he's a hunter. His family grew up doing that. And so it might not have seemed, you know, at first logical, but that is the power of moms and women and groups like this who convene the conversation, right? And it's a really important lesson right now, because what you all have is passion and patience to have that conversation. So we need to have that conversation every single day, maybe every minute of every day until we have a vote on this bill. My husband, the governor, he is committed to working with the legislature. And all of these people who just spoke to you, Senator Latz, Representative Richardson, Representative Pinto, Senator Klein, they have worked incredibly hard in putting something together that moves this legislation. And do you mean to tell me, after all of the votes that have happened, after all of the conversations that have happened, after all the work that's been done, do you mean to tell me the Senate is going to stand in the way of democracy? No. Unacceptable. When I would make a mistake growing up, and even still now, my mom will say to me, Gwen, use your common sense. Where is your common sense? And that's all she needed to say to me, and I knew I needed to rethink where I was. I would say on this vote, and to the Senate, and to the people making this decision, where is your common sense? As an English teacher, I'd also like to reframe this. It feels like they have the power, English teacher, yes. It feels like they have the power not to put this up for a vote. So let's reframe that word for them. Because if you are really about Minnesota, if you are really about what I stand for, what Tim stands for, and what I think you all stand for, power is not the word in the equation. The word is responsibility. If you think you have power, you better have responsibility. And responsibility is bringing this up for a vote. Vote. Vote the bill. Vote the bill.
Vote the bill. Vote the bill. Vote the bill. Vote the bill.
I think we have to march in there every single day and every single hour of every single day, and we have to remind them that power equals responsibility. Now, if there aren't the votes, there aren't the votes. That's our job. I believe there are the votes. And it is in the governor's budget. It is the full intention. It is funded in his budget. It is a full intention that this become the law. And I think out of the very depth of my heart is their responsibility to put it up for a vote. But I have a message, because if they do not put it up for a vote, There are seven senators sitting in seats where Tim Walz won, and they are Republicans, and we are coming. Bring it up for a vote. It is the right thing to do. But if you choose not to, we will become advocates, which means service. We will take our power, which means responsibility, and we will campaign so that this will be brought up for a vote. Make no mistake about it. I was at the National Governors Association with Tim a couple weeks ago, and we had the chance to meet governors from across the nation. And they kind of put you in a seating arrangement, you know, kind of like an English class. So you don't always sit next to the same people, and you don't even sit next to your spouse. And we happened to get to sit next to the governor from Florida and also the governor from Arizona. They're both Republicans. They have both passed this legislation. Do you mean to tell me that Minnesota, who is always led in our country, is surpassed by Florida and Arizona? I mean, no offense, but come